just $35.
Beating up the bar.
Hi, this is the Avalon Pack and Ship Store.
Tim Sanchez didn't expect to find himself owning a pack and ship store. He's roughly 6 feet, wearing a button down. He's got a beach tan and close crop salt and pepper hair. He's 58, approaching retirement age. As he puts it, he's in the fourth quarter, and the clock is running.
I don't think retirement is really, you know, in the works for me. Throughout my life, I haven't really been able to save a lot of money for retirement. Social Security is not going to be there for me, and I don't really have a pension stored up other than very small 401ks. So
Tim didn't screw up. He didn't fail to plan. He says he's always worked hard.
Started with a bread company. I worked in the grocery store. A lot of driving jobs, doing courier routes. Back into the grocery business. Moved on to delivering bottled water, coffee delivery, United Parcel Service, and Sysco Foods.
Being a delivery driver meant long hours behind the wheel. Tim says he liked the freedom, though. Not being stuck in an office with someone looking over his shoulder. And that driving around, that constant access to businesses, that's where Tim saw an opportunity.
So as I was delivering coffee into office buildings, I noticed a lot about the vending machines that were in these offices weren't being cared for very well. I researched it and decided to buy a bunch of vending machines and try to steal these accounts from these vending machine operators that weren't doing a good job, so that's what I did.
Tim flexes some serious entrepreneurial muscle. He does a lot of research, buys used vending machines that are easy to service. He sticks to office buildings with lots of employees. Eventually, he sells that business. And it's so big that he has to split it up into three parts.
For me, I just really enjoy creating things. It's kind of almost an artistic thing in me to be able to design and create and set up a business.
As he's getting into his entrepreneurial groove, life gets in the way. He gets divorced twice. His children move out.
I was all by myself.
He puts business opportunities on the back burner and gets a desk job, sales manager at USA Today, but he feels stuck.
I was just kind of stir crazy and I didn't really feel like I wanted to continue working in this whole corporate situation. I think it was kind of a midlife crisis thing.
Tim quits his job. This is 14 years ago. He comes to Catalina Island. He never intends to stay. Plans to move around as a scuba instructor, chase the endless summer, as he likes to say, but he ends up staying.
I just learned that the climate here in Avalon is so ideal here. I think I found my endless summer right here.
Avalon is idyllic. Mountains rise up just blocks from the beach. Small boats fill the harbor. Almost like Sicily off the coast of California. It's kind of a place where people with means could imagine retiring. But if you're not living off your nest egg, you gotta hustle to make ends meet.
Many people have several jobs.
He's one of those people. He works at a hotel, he drives a tour bus, but that's not his retirement plan. He sees something else in Avalon, the same thing he saw in all those empty vending machines so many years ago.
We have 4,000 residents and 1.1 million visitors annually. So all the shopping that's done is all done in about a half square mile. So you have guaranteed traffic in Avalon no matter where you are. I've always called this like a, you know, a entrepreneurial dreamland.
Tim can't help but see opportunity everywhere he looks. About 12 years after he moves to Catalina, he sees it again.
It was at the time that I was shipping a lot of packages with my e-commerce store, looking at people in line and, you know, people trying to figure out how to pack their things. And that's what kind of created the idea that I could help people. I can help them with their packaging.
Tim writes up a business plan for a packaging store. It takes him almost 4 years to line up everything he needs. Funding, a location, the time he needs to run it. But he does it. The Avalon Pack and Ship Store opens on March 1st.
I love this store!
It was really kind of a roll of the dice in the beginning. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to, you know, pay the rent. I've kind of got a go-forward attitude. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Good. Thanks a lot. Hey, thanks for your
This is the life of an entrepreneur, no matter how old they are. The hustle never ends.
I'm in the fourth quarter of my life, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to stop, you know, park in an easy chair and watch TV for the next 20 years. I'm going for it, and I'm spreading my entrepreneurial wings.
From Catalina Island for the Transom Traveling Radio Workshop, I'm Jason Cooper.